Welcome to another episode of Declutter Me. I'm with your host, Shalina. Hey there.
Hi.
I have a feeling this episode is going to rustle some feathers.
It might do, or it might bring relief to a lot of people. So today we're going to talk about how to declutter your friends.
Ooh, this is exciting.
Yes. So there's different kinds of friends. So they're the ones that, you know, they're kind of the high yield ones that are valuable to your life. You're valuable to them. You support each other, care for each other, love each other. You know, you'll go out a lot. If you need them in emergency, they'll be there for you. If you need to talk to them, you know, the ones, they'll always be there. Doesn't matter which country they're in, they're friends for life in a way. Or if you're living in the same country or city, they're your friends at that time. You do things together and you have a brilliant relationship. But then there are those friends that you either have known them for a very long time or even for a short time, but they just seem to sap you of all energy. The thought of meeting them fills you with dread, and you'll come up with ideas of to not meet them. You waste your energy thinking of all these things of how to not see them. So those kind of friends shouldn't be in your life, and you should be able to declutter them. And I've had it, you know, and especially when you're in an expat country, you know, there's a lot of people come and go, and you meet people, and as soon as you meet them, you're like, okay, they're great for a while. And then after a while, they're like, oh God, why am I still friends with them? I've been friends with people who are, you know, you go out and they're just negative about everything. They will complain and whinge at the restaurant or at the bar, and it's tiring, and you're supposed to be out enjoying yourself, and you're just like, why am I here? I might as well have just sat at home. I've got to that point with those kind of friends where I won't go out with them again because it's so terrible.
So that's interesting. And I mean, I get what you mean, because I've definitely had to, you know, cut out a few people from my life just because it was just extremely draining. You want some downtime and you want a little peace of mind kind of thing, and instead you're just worked up.
So yeah, they're what they call the energy vampires, or they're the party friends who want a party and just, it's tiring. You have to look after them. Have you been with those people that you end up, like, maybe you don't have it as much, but with girlfriends sometimes you go out with them and then they get so drunk that you have to look after them. You have to go to the toilet and help them when they're throwing up, and stop them from having fights with people or doing something silly. That's just exhausting, and especially when you're the sober one in the group. Then you've got the people that are drama queens. There always has to be some drama going on to make them the center of attention. And it's tiring having to deal with that and to listen to it. Sometimes you don't need drama in your life. You just want an easy life.
So what are, you know, Shalina's tips to declutter your friends? Okay, let me do that again because I sound very happy about this thought.
So there's various things you can do. So one way is to set limits. So set a limit of how long you spend with this person if you will go out with them. If they are those people that will cause drama and, you know, make it very messy, know that you should leave at a certain point, that you don't have to stay, because you know there's that cutoff point where they'll start acting silly. Or if it's the toxic friend who is always, you know, will call you up and start talking negatively about stuff, cut them off. Say, I'm so sorry, I need to not, you know, I need to go do something else, you know. So, or don't take the call if it's going, if you know it's, you haven't got that energy to deal with that. In a lot of these situations, it's always good to talk to these people and to say, look, this is how I'm feeling. You know, to get rid of that feeling of resentment and anger that you start feeling with these people, because if you keep on letting them get away with it, you start feeling that, and you will start talking about them with other people and say, this person's doing this to me, I'm angry. So talk to that person directly and say, this is how I feel. If they don't like it, then it's great. You get rid of them. You declutter them. If they listen and go, okay, yeah, you're right, this is me, you know, then that's great. Then you can build into a positive relationship. You know, so you want to build up the energy and you want to have a, you know, a great relationship. But if it's going to make you feel tired and annoyed and angry, then you need to deal with it. You need to talk to them. To be honest, though, with some people, you can't talk to them. It's just a losing situation. So I have been bad that I have just started distancing myself. I do that. I won't volunteer to meet up with that person. I won't talk to them as often on the phone or on Messenger. I will just start fading away. And sometimes that happens naturally, just because you've got other things to do or other friends to hang out with. And sometimes some people have a reason for why they're behaving like that. If there is a lot of issues, maybe they need to go see someone. They need to, the psychologist might be able to help them. But some people are just like that. They can't help themselves. But the key thing to do is to get rid of this, because these negative friends in your life is not good for you. It's not healthy for you. And you should be doing more positive things in your life. So yeah, I think you should declutter them.
I think the important thing is you shouldn't have to feel guilty about the fact that you feel that way, and you shouldn't have to feel guilty about distancing yourself from somebody because they're not being positive towards you, or on the contrary being extremely negative at you, because I think that's super important. It's very easy to, you know, give someone a very, very long rope and they continue to abuse it, and at some point you have to put your foot down and be like, no, I don't have the space for this. I'm not the one that has to solve this problem.
Exactly. And your time is precious as well. So, you know, we have limited time in our day-to-day life. And why spend it with people that are going to make you feel miserable or negative? I like being with friends that make me feel happy. Because I have limited time to be with friends and to hang out. So it should be an enjoyable experience. So, and it will help you in various other aspects of your life as well, having this positivity in your life.
That being said, I think also I don't want people to think that, like, we're, you know, recommending just dumping people out of your life constantly. Like, I think what you said earlier, sometimes there are other reasons why someone might be acting a certain way. And if someone has really been a good friend to you and has suddenly changed in demeanor or something has changed along the way, like, maybe, you know, that's the part where you step up and try to see if there's something you can do about that, or try to at least resolve that issue, whatever that issue might be. Sometimes it might be something you did and you didn't know. So that's why it's important to address it. But you're right. But there are some people there, the line is just too far.
And you can't feel burdened by it. As much as you might be friends with them, you can't feel overburdened, because then you might need to go for counseling because you're overburdened with all this guilt and, you know, frustration and anger and everything. So know your limit, know the point where you have to say to them, look, you need help, and tell them to go get help from elsewhere. But be a friend as much as possible. So that's our tips for today.
Awesome. Well, this is one of those where if you want help, please don't contact Shalina. Yeah, we're not trained professionals. We're just advising you on things we think are helpful in terms of clearing your mind. If you want to find out more, visit declutterme.com/podcast.
Yeah, and you can follow us on social media @declutterme.
Excellent. We'll be back next week. Bye.